Many in the crowd of protesters wore black t-shirts with slogans like "Can We Dream" and "Good Kids, Mad Cities" printed on them. Those statements were repeated in chants that echoed between the buildings. The group was mostly made up of Dream Defenders. It's a social activist group. Stephen Parget and others were demanding that the police officer responsible for Israel Hernandez's death be punished. The teenager died last year in Miami Beach when a police officer tasered him.
When you look at Ferguson, Missouri, this is connected. Mike Brown is connected to Israel Hernandez. Israel Hernandez is connected to Eric Garner in New York.
The group made its way to the Justice Department building, crowding into the lobby. They demanded a meeting with South Florida's U.S. Attorney Wilfredo Ferrer to talk about how police use force, especially against kids of color. That meeting never happened. Several people gave speeches in the lobby, though, including Sharika Shaw. She says the underlying issue is a culture that systemically criminalizes people of color.
We were told you go to college, you were told you follow all the rules, we were told all these things, and we're finding now that all those things are lies. So we don't want the lie anymore. We want to create a new reality.
It drizzled as the crowd moved outside when the federal building closed for the day. But eight stayed inside in an act of civil disobedience. They were all arrested. I'm Wilson Sayre in Miami.